Elon Musk, Democrats use taxpayer funds to encourage illegal migration. By Neil Munro on February 18, 2025. Democrats use taxpayer funds to attract millions of illegal immigrants, says Elon Musk, leader of the White House's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. The real reason so many Democrats are upset about entitlements, Social Security, medical, etc., fraud investigations is that they are using your taxpayer money as handouts to attract and retain illegal immigrants. They're future voters. Musk tweeted on February 17, amid rising Democratic denunciation of his investigations into government waste and waste. That's what it's all about, he said, adding truth. Under President Joe Biden, Democrats spent at least $30 billion to import roughly 9 million migrants, mostly via the southern border. That inflow of 9 million southern migrants was in addition to the legal inflow of about 1 million migrants per year, plus the inflow of about 1 million blue-collar and white-collar contract workers, via a complex variety of half-hidden visa programs such as the H-1B, J-1, TN, H-2B, and H-2A programs. Meanwhile, Americans' birth rates are dropping as more young people scramble to find decent jobs, spouses, and housing, aided by Biden's massive inflow of migrants. In 2024, Americans gave birth to roughly 3.5 million children, as illegal migrants birth to another 400,000 kids who automatically gained U.S. citizenship. The pro-migration spending under Biden included $22.6 billion distributed to a wide variety of Democrat-aligned nonprofit groups via the Department of Health and Human Services. The funding was unveiled by a group called Open the Books. Much additional funding was distributed via Biden's pro-migration Department of Homeland Security and his pro-globalism Department of State. That inflow is adding more government-dependent, Democratic-voting immigrants to the nation's voting rolls. The Washington Post, The New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic shifts spurred by mass immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat political majority. Related, White House Press Secretary brings the receipts of waste cut by DOGE. The 2024 election defeat was especially shocking to Democrats because many migrant communities voted for President Donald Trump's economic policies, which include his curbs on the inflow of wage-cutting migrant workers. Yet Democrats deny they are using the government funding to change the nation's demographics and politics, even as they freely admit to favoring more migration. The notion that we intend to allow illegal immigration is nothing short of preposterous, Biden's border chief Alejandro Mayorkas told a Senate hearing in 2024. Instead, Democrats justify their pro-migration policies with a variety of claims. Mayorkas repeatedly said he favored equity between foreign migrants and Americans. His border policy is all about achieving equity, which is really the core founding principle of our country. The ideological support for migration is often surrounded by contempt for ordinary Americans. For example, pro-migrant zero-end policies allow the Democrats' college graduate progressives to feel good when sneering at the vast majority of ordinary Americans who rely on borders to help govern their own country. I'm all for just like, open the F. border, Ohio activist Kevin Oikawa allegedly told the journalist in October 2024, adding, I don't give a shit about who comes in here, we don't need border patrol. But the issue with even talking about immigration here in Ohio is that it's a losing issue for Democrats here for no fucking reason other than people's pure racism. The ideological support for more migration is obligatory among Democrats, says Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. De facto open borders, immigration is a litmus test issue now on the left, he told Breitbart News. Democrats also claim migration is good for the economy, even though it reduces ordinary Americans' wages and productivity. In 2022, for example, Mayorkas said, we look to our partner to the north that has a much more nimble immigration system that can be retooled to the needs at the moment. For example, Canada is in need of 1 million workers and they have agreed that in 2023, they will admit 1.4 million immigrants to fill that labor need that Canadians themselves cannot. We are stuck in antiquated laws that do not meet our current business needs. And they haven't been working for many, many years. Now, more than ever, we're short of workers, said Chuck Schumer, DNY, said at a Hill press conference in 2022, adding, "We have a population that is not reproducing on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants. The dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the dreamers. Illegals who were brought in by their parents, get a path to citizenship for all 11 million. Or however many undocumented there are here," emphasis added. The inflow of migrants is good for major investors and Wall Street because it inflates the stock market by reducing wages, raising rents, boosting consumer sales, and reducing pressure on companies to invest in high-tech workplace machinery. But migration is also good for the government. For example, Democratic-aligned bureaucrats in government also profit from the inflow of poor migrants who need welfare and economic support. Similarly, the arrival of new groups of foreign children ensures that Democratic-run schools and their unions can hire additional teachers, translators, and aid workers. Related, Elon Musk sign displayed as Democrats freak out over Doge cutting waste, fraud. Unsurprisingly, many Democrats, including President candidate Kamala Harris, have repeatedly favored the inflow of more migrants over policies that would help ordinary Americans earn good wages, get married, buy homes, and rear families. Musk's own views on migration are complicated but closely matches economic and political self-interests. Musk favors the continued inflow of lower-wage, mixed-skill H-1B contract workers from India and China, partly because he used them to replace thousands of better-paid Americans at his Tesla factory. He also uses hard-working H-1B migrants at his ex-social media company, where nearly all of them work long hours, with little complaint, in the hope of getting paid with U.S. citizenship from the federal government. Musk also wants more births because babies become active, adventurous adults, but also because they become consumers, and eventually, users of X, Starlink, and Tesla autos. "Honestly, there's really no time like the present. Just have kids," he told reporters at a Trump rally in 2024. "You won't be sorry. It'll work out." But Musk is also against the mass migration of lower-skilled workers into the United States. In part, that 2024 opposition to unskilled migration is likely part of his political alignment with Trump, and to Musk's personal preference for a high-tech, high-trust, semi-libertarian society. However, Musk has not been asked by reporters how his support for more salary-slicing H-1B workers is consistent with his call for skilled Americans to have more children.